In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. You may be seated. Well, at the beginning of this morning's gospel lesson taken from St. Matthew chapter 8, we observe our Lord taking his disciples with him onto a ship. And unbeknownst to them at the time, these disciples were about to experience an invaluable lesson in their faith. In just a matter of moments, his disciples would be tested and called upon to apply what they had learned from their time with him. Now, it is one thing to sit down and hear your teacher's instruction, but it is quite another to entirely to apply it. And Jesus, knowing these things, knowing that it was time to test his beloved disciples, took them out onto a boat to carry out his examination of their faith. But no sooner did the waves begin to roar and the wind howled, did his disciples fail the test. In their moment of despair, what did they do? Did they lean on their faith or did they panic? What was it that they said? Lord, save us. We are perishing. But what was our Lord's response to their panic and despair? Why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. And in calming the tempest that surrounded their little ship, the disciples realized something. They realized that they still had much to learn regarding the limitless possibilities of their faith. And the calming of the sea was in many ways a game changer for them. Sure, they had witnessed healings by Christ's hand, but they had seen doctors and medicine do the same. But never, never before had they seen a man subdue the sea. For the sea has no mind of its own, and by all accounts, is unpredictable. The sea is a harbinger of chaos. And so they said among themselves, who can this be that even the winds and the seas obey him? But the calming of the sea would have been impossible if Christ had not first exhibited the calmness within himself, for he is the source and the very Lord over it. He is the Lord over the sea and over everything upon the earth. And it's obvious to state that Christ was undeterred by the storm. It didn't bother him. And what a way to prove such a point more firmly than to be asleep as the storm raged on. If we take from Mark's gospel account of this event, you'll notice that here, the gospeler says that Christ was asleep on a pillow during all of this. Asleep on a pillow while his men, while they were being tossed and turned about on the ship by the tempest of the sea, shouting and languishing. All the while, their master slept as if he was impervious to the assaults of the waves and the mighty winds. The Prince of Peace took a snooze while disorder and chaos surrounded him. And his men, for them, the crashing of the waves signaled imminent death. But to Christ, it was nothing more than a gentle splash. And this is precisely what our Lord intended for his disciples to see and experience, as well as those who read the words contained within this morning's gospel. Because this, my friends, is an illustration of how fear can paralyze a person should their faith be on shaky ground. And the church fathers saw in the howling wind a type of devils whose pride stirs up persecution of God's people, and the raging sea as the passions and malice of men. And what Christ is showing us through this morning's gospel is that our entire Christian journey is set on a boat. The boat is the church, as you've heard it called, the ark of your salvation. And the world, metaphorically speaking, is vastly unpredictable, unforgiving. It is an unjust ocean. But Christ demonstrates the ability to calm such a tempestuous mess, to show that the devils and the passions we encounter on a daily basis are likewise subject to him. You see, we are not alone on this boat, just as his disciples were not alone on the sea. See, Christ, he has control over it all. Even should great distress fill your hearts as it did for his disciples. But knowing this still, we experience those times of worry and despair, don't we? The disciples gave in to fear, despite Christ being with them. Likewise, Christ is with us wherever we go, and yet we grow weary when life's storms come upon us, don't we? Do you want to know what Christ is really saying to his disciples just before he calmed the storm? We know what he said. Why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? But there's more to that in what he's saying. He's saying, why do you doubt me? Have you really been with me all of this time and learned nothing? Don't you know that I am always with you and that nothing can ever harm you? Do you truly think I'd let this boat sink and that I'd leave you alone in your hour of need? But how often do we allow our fears to weigh us down and the demons to poison our judgment? How often do we let ourselves believe that we are going about our life all alone, or that Christ has abandoned us in moments when tragedy strikes? When the fact is, God allows the storms, and he delivers us from them when we faithfully call upon him, so that we can see and experience his protection more clearly. And this is what our faith in Christ is all about. Look, this world is not perfect. You are not perfect. Nor will anything in your life ever be perfect, except the one who can subdue it all. Things are going to go wrong. You're going to mess things up from time to time. You're going to experience sickness and encounter death. You will battle sin and the passions that stir up inside of you, just like a mighty tempest. But you will also experience moments of joy. In your faith, you will heal and recover. You will experience triumphs over sin because you have held fast to Christ. Because you have held fast to He who has forever vanquished it all. You know, I once heard someone say, a person may fall to sin 70 times in a day and yet have victory every time they get back up and try again. And that's our call. You see, we have all gotten into the boat the moment that we were baptized. And we have set sail upon this tremendous and, yes, scary journey called life. But we have not ventured out in vain, nor are we alone. We have our captain with us. And he leads us through the storm to open waters where there is peace, tranquility, and profound harmony. The horizon that is heaven is just beyond that next series of waves. So set your eyes on it and orient yourselves towards it. For I tell you that the raging of the storm lasts only a moment, but the bliss of Christ endures for all eternity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.